Hey, I'm Robbie Kramer. You're listening to the Leverage Podcast, where we discuss using your social skills to hack dating, travel, finding your dream job, and becoming a complete man.
69.
Ah, perfect.
69 login.
Yeah. Hey guys, I found a lot of slaves.
Here, you need the.
I found a lot of slaves.
We need to update you guys. So we're gonna have Timur on this call. He'll be joining us any second. Who is a very famous porn star. If you Google Timur Hardy or Timo Hardy, T-I-M-O Hardy, you've definitely jerked off to his videos before without realizing it.
I like to say
that. And he was telling me, I was in Tbilisi, Georgia, a couple weeks ago.
Charger's
here. And he was telling me the story about how he had slaves. And I'm like, slaves? What are you talking about? He's like, I had a slave. I still have a slave. And I'm like, what do you mean you have a fucking slave? Like, how much do you pay him? He's like, he's a slave. I don't pay him.
Guys, yesterday,
Let me finish telling the backstory. So I'm like, well, where do you find someone like this? And they're like, well, I'm kind of famous. So they just message me and they're like, I want to be your slave. And I was like, okay. And then what does the setup go like? And they're like,
guys,
well, they come over.
Amazing.
They come over, they clean my house. They fucking do my dishes. They, you know, wash my clothes. When there's a party happening, they clean up during the party and they go get extra stuff. And the more work I give them, the more happy they are and the more loyal they are. So basically the people, if you think about it, you're like, who the fuck would sign up for that? Right. But the people who sign up to be slaves are really wealthy, like people in positions of power who are constantly telling other people what to do. And they just want to be like, you know, they want to have the experience in life where they're just like fucking nothing. Like the,
like it's a weird social fetish.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of like, if you look at all the guys who go on Seeking Arrangements or other like sites like that, and they order hookers to come and fuck them in the ass, like pegging, it's almost all like rich CEOs because they're in the position of power. And they want to feel submissive, so they'll be a slave for that. What does it say? You need a slave. So wait, you got to show your profile.
No, it's like a.
The screen's too bright. I can't see it. It's
okay,
just all white.
So you need a slave. Yes. Start tomorrow.
I told this idea to Christina, and she's been having a mental orgasm for the last like 5 hours.
Oh yes.
So she's trying to be the slave.
No, she wants a slave.
I will have slave. Like we were thinking to get slave in 1 week, but I think we will have it tomorrow.
We'll for sure have a slave within a week. So that's our challenge. We will have a slave. Like, within the week.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
slavery's back in vogue, man. You gotta
slavery's in.
Slavery coaching how to get a slave.
Yeah, we're also thinking if it works out, we're gonna start a new site, getaslave.com. It's like slavery came back and slaves wanna be slaves. It's amazing.
Make slavery great again.
Yeah, make slavery. Let me message Timo. Where's my phone?
I don't know where.
So it's not even sexual anything though. It's
not at all. Like
start tomorrow. Okay.
Start tomorrow.
Okay. What he will need to do tomorrow?
Tell him to come over and clean the house.
Dude, I need a slave. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Like. So, Timo will tell the story. It's fucking unbelievable. And he was telling the story how he had one of his slaves, like, he didn't have enough for him to do. So he's like, all right, So for the next month, you're my friend's slave. And
just, you know, slaved him out.
He obviously listened. And then the friend was like, hey, your slave is my slave now. Like, he's not loyal to you anymore. He's mine. And Timo was like, I don't think so, man. No way. No way. And then Timo was like, listen, your slavery with that motherfucker is over. Come back to me. And he goes, okay. And like immediately he was like in the middle of doing some big project and he was like, I'm finished. And he's like, what do you mean? You're my slave. You can't finish. He goes, fuck you. I'm not your slave. I'm Timo's slave. And he was like, these motherfuckers try to get cocky and steal my slaves. Not gonna happen.
Well, I imagine whoever's the most like alpha in that situation is the one that the slave is gonna adhere
exactly
to.
Yeah, because you know you have to be a real slave driver, otherwise you know they're gonna find a better master.
I bet if he had busted out a whip, his friend had been like, no, you're not going back, and like just started beating on him, he would have been like, okay, master.
Oh yeah, he beats the shit out of them. They need that apparently.
Wow.
And want it.
What's the most effective? Like, is that where you apply the thumb rule? Like, nothing thicker than your thumb. You know the rule of thumb.
This is the slave of my friend. Rule of thumb.
Oh, nice. He's even balancing shit on his head.
Look.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like I'm in love.
That's where that's where the rule of thumb idiom comes from. You're not allowed to. It was like back in the day, you couldn't beat your wife with something thicker than your thumb, because that would actually do injury.
Something thicker than your thumb. So you could use like a switch.
Yeah.
Like a riding crop or something.
That's pain, but not actually injury. You're not gonna break a bone with something smaller.
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me? No?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Timo.
Okay, nice.
Welcome to the call, man. I'm not sure if you you don't have to do video, obviously, because I know you don't want to, but if you do, maybe you can see everyone else's video, right?
Okay, I can see you right behind you, the girl. I don't know if I should see any other guys around. Yeah, I think I saw somebody else. So
okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm here.
So to give you guys an introduction, I kind of already was telling them some funny slave stories, but that's just going to be one small part of the interview. I met Timo 3 weeks ago. I was traveling to Tbilisi, Georgia, and I was with my friend, and we brought some girls and went for the weekend. The last day of the trip, Timo and I basically spent like all day walking around talking about girls and life, and it was a really good conversation, and I found out a lot of interesting things, especially that slavery exists and it's very in vogue, and the beauty of life having a slave. Timo's how do you say it, adult film actor, is that the proper nomenclature? So tell us give us like a backstory on how you got into being a porn star.
Okay, you know, long time ago it was, especially like I can't even count how many years ago I did last scene. But before I was doing a lot. So when I started, and I was performing like 7 years, I think. And I started when I was 18 or like 19 years old. And was doing in Russia like 3-4 scenes every day. So in one time, I was like the biggest part of like content that comes from Russia, okay? And especially this way, I start to be more popular. And in the next years, I start to shoot for bigger companies. And then
was it illegal at the time?
I turned, yeah, like Now it's like kind of like really illegal. But before you could work and, you know, you could feel free. But okay, you know what you should do, yeah, to be like safe. And you're like, okay, nobody was really care about shooting porn, okay? Because we were not doing anything like bad to girls, right. Okay? So no one of the girls wrote any paper to police, okay? Mm-hmm. And then situation changed with one director. He came in St. Petersburg to shoot his castings, okay? And he did like a story, like he put camera for girl casting and she said, okay, please, I don't want you to film it. And he said, okay, I won't film it. But he was continuing to shoot it. Mm-hmm. And the thing was that it was a story for his casting. Like he turned off the camera and continued shooting. But in the end, when this video showed up everywhere in the internet, girl wrote to police like she was raped. And she didn't want to let this guy shoot video. And he said that he turned it off, but he was shooting her and she didn't know anything about that. And she only signed the papers for the like photo preview, not like
right.
sex video. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it started to be really risky, you know, to continue working. And I just stopped, you know.
Because did anything come of that? Like, did the police arrest him or any?
Yeah, he got in trouble and I think he paid off and now he just don't show up anymore in Russia, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is the end of the story. And then it started to be like risky because police started to be like interested in porn, what's going on inside. And they showed up on a couple of studios that were shooting. Like content in St. Petersburg, and it was a like bad signal, you know. So I stopped.
Let me ask a back up a second. So when you're 18, what you just finished high school or college, as they say?
No,
right?
I didn't finish it. I was on second grade.
How did you how do you like just get into porn? You have to know someone, you're just like, oh, okay. I like to fuck. And
it was my brother. He was like a guy, you know, who's looking something like that, okay? And he started
he's looking like a porn star,
you know. He was like interested in all this going on, you know. He was a webcam model, okay? Everyone could be a webcam model, everyone.
Oh, webcam,
but
okay.
Not everyone wants to be a model. And not like many guys were looking for this kind of job, okay? Mm-hmm. And my brother was a guy that was like looking for this job to be a webcam model, okay? So through webcam modeling, he found job in like shooting adult movies. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So he got you into it basically.
Yeah. Well, once I like said that I want to try it, but like kind of he was ignoring me. And in one day, it was a situation when, like, one guy didn't show up, okay? And they were looking for somebody who can handle, you know, the scene. So I showed up like that.
Okay, so then fast forward back to what you were telling us before.
Okay, so, you know, that's why, you know, I had, like, lots of, like, sexual experience around of me. Okay, because, you know,
every that's what I was going to ask before when you were before that, like when you were, you know, 16, 17, 18.
Okay.
What was your sexual experience like?
Okay, I really was into it. Okay, the thing was that when just like cameras started to like showing up and on the phones, even like digital cameras, you know.
Yeah.
All girls between themselves start spreading the story that Timur is a guy who's fucking the girl, making pictures, and then showing it to other girls that he fucks next time, okay? So this is what my, like a story around of me.
And, your reputation.
Even when I was in school, it was my reputation, yeah. And some girls were looking for me, you know? They knew that it's going to be like fun experience, you know? Because it was like not many guys who were shooting anything with their girls while like through having sex, okay, it was something special. Mm-hmm. You know, girl could get like cool like story, you know, and she knew that for me just for one time, you know, just
right,
for fun.
It's like, oh, Timur is this guy who's gonna fuck me and fun, film me. Yeah, sounds like an adventure. Why not?
Yeah, but some of the girls, like small person, even now, you know, it's like maybe like 5% of the girls, you know, they kind of ready, you know, for this type of like situation. They just like, not all of them like want to show up somewhere in internet, okay? Because it's not like you showed the guy you're living with or like a couple of your friends, you know? It's like you put it online and bam, millions of people can see it. So that's why not many girls like are ready for like this story, but they like to be filmed for sure.
Yeah, so we were, when we were talking, the funniest thing, you know, I kind of had a weird moment where everything you were saying I could relate to, and I experienced that, and I'm like, huh, I guess I've been kind of living the life of a porn star for a pretty long time without realizing it, because, you know, we're talking about, like, the same sort of shit that happens. It's like the more of a... I don't know if you call it a sex symbol or a fuckboy, or it's like the more sexual and less of the, you know, knight in shining armor committed guy you come across, the faster girls will fuck you. And you would think it's the opposite. Like you'd think, this guy is blah, blah, blah. Like I'm not going to fuck with him because he's dirty. He's gross. He's a fucking porn star. But it's the complete opposite. They're like, I really want to fuck him.
Yeah, but especially it is very often situation when girl sits like behind of you and says you're like dirty shit, you know, you're fucking all girls around, you stick your dick in other like girls like ass or, you know, mouth, and then you want to fuck me? Yeah, why not? And like in like a couple hours, you know, she's getting naked and okay, fuck me, you know, because yeah, they like to be part of always dirty shit, you know, but they never tell you about that.
Right. They have to pretend to be like,
you know, it was one girl, very, very like a nice girl, you know, and she was like a doctor or something. And she said, you know, I want to try you because I feel that you are like something like bad of me, you know, like my like worst part of me, you know, like feels like good with you. And I have to like let it be, you know.
Explore it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so that was kind of the most eye-opening thing for me too when I was I guess I kind of hit a level with my sexuality when I started just completely not giving a fuck about, like, you know, admitting the type of guy I was. And that's when, you know, sex became much more readily available. I don't know what to call it, but yeah. So it's a strange kind of, especially really strange for people growing up in the US because of feminism and all the cultural things around sex. Was it like that at all in Russia? Guessing no.
Yeah, in Russia, maybe things changing now only started, you know, before you could feel free, you know, and do like the way you think is right. Even like, you could be like there, like you could control the situation around you easy if you wanted.
So what happened after the cops came? Like, when did you start? You told me you had like a production company for a while and you guys were filming all the time. Tell us about that.
You know, it was like a production. And the thing was that I still was performing in the scenes. So, which is the only period when I could feel okay with that. Because when you're just performing in the movies, you're not doing anything like really illegal, you know, because you're not filming, you're not selling. If you are like performing only and you're doing by yourself, you're not like a group guys that, okay, me is performing, my friend is like shooting, and my other friend sell it, okay? We're a group of guys. But if you're not in group, and you can do it. And the thing was that I was only performing. But then, you know, still you start to feel like stressed around of all this story. And it stopped to be so much fun. And, you know, when you start feel that it's risky, you think, okay, it doesn't cost with risk, okay? You won't lose your, like, freedom for fucking in porn, which is not easy job.
Yeah, tell us more about the job. I'm interested in that. Like, what's a normal day of work like? How long are you fucking? How much, like, dick pills or other shit like that do you have to take or not?
Okay, it depends, you know, what is the production, what is like the way like shooting is gonna be. When I was starting, I was doing like a lot of short scenes, like fake story of love or like forcing the girl. Okay, it was like two biggest like ways shooting could be. And
what's a short scene? How long is that?
It is like 20 minutes, 20 okay. minute scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can shoot it without any stop. Okay, you just 20 minutes and you're done. And if girl is okay, good looking, you do it easy and you don't need any pills. You don't need any like concentration. You do it okay. But if girl hot and you really want to fuck her, this is fun.
Yeah. What if you... what if she's super hot and like you come too fast?
Yeah, you can do whatever. If you can continue after.
Oh, then you have to go, okay.
If you can continue, no problem.
If you can't, then you're
fucked. You know, so it means you shouldn't do that.
Does that happen a lot? Like,
yeah, one guy, I had one guy and he always was breathing on his cock, you know, to make it colder. Like, he was asking, stop. Then, okay, we can continue.
This is interesting. Like, I don't know. Like, once I feel like I'm about to, or I'm getting closer to coming, it's like, there's no stopping it. Like, there's no, like, I don't know. Way even though it's like the, What?
There is no way back.
Exactly. So, and sometimes you know that, like, before anything even starts. You guys have all seen American Pie, you know? Like, is that anything you ever had to deal with? Or did you always had, like, control over when you're going to come?
No, of course. You can easy. It could easy happen, you know? But especially for me, it was like one type of the girls that, you know, was making me like come faster than the other old girls. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was possible. You just go slowly, then you start thinking about something, you know, you're like, okay. And then you continue, you know, you do like short rest.
You think about your grandma, that technique sometimes. Never worked for me.
Yeah. No, it's not thinking about grandma.
Stop talking about. Start to talk about.
Robbie, we'll talk about slaves in a second.
Are you attracted to your grandma, Robbie?
Maybe that's the problem. The hot granny, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a like cool story about always performing in porn movies, but then, you know, I start to be bored. Guys,
did it ever make normal sex like did you feel like you were acting when you were shooting porn versus when you weren't? You were just
in the biggest part of time I was performing, it was the way I was doing my job. Okay, I did not make any like scene with the girls that I don't like. Okay, all girls that I was having scenes, they were girls I liked. And all like companies I come to work, it was only like the companies where I feel good. Okay, it's my friends, guys. All guys, like, they're my friends. So for me, it was like a fun most part of the time. And of course, you could have like real sex, and especially, yeah, it was even for the movie good when you're doing real sex, not like fake story, fake action.
When you feel because, something.
You know, in Russia, you do like real or your scene will be shit, because girls are not professional, not like American porn stars, you know, they can fuck themselves, you know. In Russia, most part of the girls, it's like a dead fish. And if you won't make her like hot, high, you know, the scene will be shit. That's why like, not, like, I don't know, like biggest part of Russian porn, like is like boring, like nothing, you know, like people watch it only because girls are young, you know, but sex is dead.
Dead fish. So did you ever date any of the girls you worked with?
Yeah, it was in the start. In the start. But then I
did that go? But why'd you stop? What was the problem?
When I just started, I was serious about this kind of relationships. And you always was getting in a bad story. Like, your girlfriend have started like doing something like to make like a career or make like big money for a short time, you know, and you don't really like it with shit, but she's okay with you like performing everywhere and fucking girls around, and you feel cool about that. But when somebody calls her to do like the scene with the guy, like with some other guy, not with you, but especially with even in one moment, it feels bad even when you're doing the scene yourself with your girlfriend, you know, you don't feel good. But when some company call your girlfriend to do like the scene for them, like with like maybe with two or three guys, you know, you're like, okay, yeah, gonna be hot. Yeah. So you think that it's okay, but when it happens, you start thinking, okay, it was not okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've been in a lot of open relationships, and I've gone to swingers parties. And I could kind of use my, I don't know, I guess with the girls I felt like I was really in love with, I would get jealous. But the ones that I wasn't,
yeah, no big deal. Yeah, of course. That's what I'm telling you. But when it's like the real like stories that you really feels like you love with girl, you know, you're like, okay. But then I always had like a group of girls around on me, you know, they were living in my house and I could let everybody have sex with my girls, you know, but they were like my girls.
And right.
Yeah, but you feel okay, even you feel cool, you know, when some of your guys come and have fun, you know, with your girl.
Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
So yeah, how did that, what was your lifestyle like when you were shooting? You were living with girls, shooting every day or most of the time?
Yeah, it was the most part of the time. And the time I was not shooting, I was spending the money I made from shooting on the girls, okay? So I was doing the scene in the daytime, then in the evening, I have a dinner with a new girl, you know, and having fun whole night with her. And then in the morning, I'm trying to wake up and go to make like fucking sex scene again. Sometimes after so party, you don't feel like, sometimes you don't even sleep, you know, before you go for a war. You think, okay, in the Saturday we have scene, can you put it on the morning? Like, in what morning? Like early morning. Okay, you sure you want to wake up? Yeah, like at 8 a.m.
Okay. Like, I'm just not going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm just not going to sleep. And, you know, with scenes, like, they're cool. They're really cool when you, like, having a whole night in the club, looking on the girls around, but you, like, controlling yourself. You don't pick up, like, and bringing girls home. So sometimes, of course, you bring girl home, but you're trying to control yourself, like, and in the morning, you feel like turn on. You're cool to have a new girl you never saw before. You just come and okay, fuck her, and you do whatever you want with her, you know.
Yeah. So how does that work? Basically, like they're like, okay, this is Anya.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do whatever you want, like piss in her asshole.
Yeah, but when you're like okay, I was kind of star. Okay, I was like star. One mm-hmm. of the like the guys who were doing the biggest part of the scenes, okay? It was like always like one or two guys who is doing all of the scenes in the city, okay? And I had some fans already, so for producer it was easy way to shoot the scene. You do whatever you want, start.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they give you like a time, like you know, go for 20 minutes, go for 30 minutes, go for what's the longest they would tell you, and
like,
do they give you?
I was trying to make every scene without stop. Yeah, I loved this way, you know, when I don't stop, when I don't do the rest. But mm-hmm. if the scene is long and the company is big, like Brazzers, or like you have to do pause, okay, because you can't handle long scene without stop. Yeah.
What's the longest?
Yeah, I, for my movies where I was director, like the main guy, the story was around of me on all mm-hmm. movies, not around the girls. It could be like 1 hour, 1 hour, 20 minutes, one scene.
It's a pretty long time. I mean, you know, time goes fast when you're fucking, but like 20 minutes feels like forever, at least for me. So an hour.
Yeah, but thing was, you know, with scenes, that it's not like the way the guy will watch with scene whole for one time, okay? Mm-hmm. It was the scene that guy can start and finish in like 5 minutes and then put it again and continue watching, okay?
Got it. So how long were you, so you're living, basically living with girls, fucking new girls all the time, going out, meeting new girls, fucking them. Did you ever get bored with sex, or did it ever start to kind of change in your mind? I know that the, I think I know the end answer, because when we were hanging out, it didn't seem like that, of course, with those girls you met at the sauna. But did sex ever like switch to this more like a work or like a annoying sort of thing you had to do?
Not really, you know. It was like when you have more sex, you're feeling you want even more, you know. And yeah. When you don't have sex, you don't want sex. And if you're doing it every day, you start to be like, you live with energy, you know. You go mm-hmm. in gym and you have with like it pushes you, you know. It feels like it feels good because girls are new always around of me, you know. And mm-hmm. I had like the list of the girls, okay. I had the list in my phone, the girls that I wanna fuck, you know. And I was handling every next like day the other one girl, and even in porn, everybody knew that. It couldn't be any girl that showed up in with industry and I didn't fuck her, you know. Mm-hmm. Even like in city, when girl comes in city and somebody meets her somewhere like in nightclub and say, hey, so you came like from other like city, like I don't know, Ekaterinburg. Yeah, I'm here like 1 or 2 weeks. Do you know Timur? No, who is Timur? Oh, okay, strange. And like everyone knew that if new girl shows up, you know, for sure I will fuck her and I will do it like I will make everything to do it first, you know. And the funniest thing was that I fucked with girl, but she knew me like for my other name. She said that me is not like Timur, me like other name, you know. She didn't remember my name.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. So what so how long did you live that lifestyle, like 10 or 12 years, right?
7-8 years.
7 or 8 years. Okay. And why did you decide to finish?
Things started to be changing, you know, and it's like I start to feel like I don't want to be like performer for all my life, you know, and I start feel more cool with the girls when I tell them that I'm ex-porn actor than if I tell them I'm porn actor. Okay, it start to be like not so cool like it was before, you know, because when I was porn actor, it was something special. Now every like jerk can be like porn actor, especially
just
with
because
always,
of the
with
well,
all
why
the
is
channels
that?
In internet, you know, it started to be like so easy. Everyone could be own. Everyone can have own porn company in his house. Okay.
Yeah, true. When did that shift happen?
It's like the stupidest shit you can do, you know.
Yeah, when did that happen? Was that like 5 or 6 years ago, or how long?
Yeah, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, and I start living with one girl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was living with one girl, and I was trying to change my lifestyle like fast, but it didn't work. So I lived with my girlfriend, and was still continue to fuck all girls around. You know.
You're trying to not.
Yes, I was trying, but I couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and how'd she feel about that?
Yeah, she didn't know directly that it is going on around of her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But she could understand. She could feel that I didn't change my mind, you know, and I'm still really interested in all girls around. And of course, sometimes shit happened, and I was trying to fuck some of her friends, right? Like, right here of her. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I couldn't control myself, you know? And then I tell her, okay, why you bring your nice girls in my house?
Your fault.
You know?
Why are you bringing these nice pussies over if you know them?
Yeah, and
you
then
know who
you
I
put
am.
Her, yeah, you put her in our bed. And what
why would
you
put me in this situation?
Yeah, she's on our bed. I thought you're cool with that, you know? I thought you want to try it yourself. But you're like, shy. So... yeah, it was start of the end story. Yeah. Your friend was the last point.
I had an ex-girlfriend. She's like, you fucked all of my friends. I'm like, well, you fucked them too. She's like, well, I didn't really mean for that to happen. Like, I'd bring them over and then we'd fuck them. But that, I don't know, like... what the fuck? You fucked all of them. And that was like, that was just normal. So, I don't know. It's just fucking strange. That, it's the, I'm trying to remember the term for that. It's, I'm forgetting, but going back to your story. So what happened after that girl?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that girl, okay, yeah, we just quit.
Or better question. So after, so basically you're doing porn, you decide you want to stop.
Yeah.
And then what? Like, can you go into like porn commentary? You know, like professional basketball players, you know, they get too old for porn. Get too old for basketball, and they're like, I'm gonna be in a you know, someone who calls the game or whatever. Like, can you still stay in the industry?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have all connections. I can do like directing or like producing my own movies or doing like own like scenes for big companies. But yeah, I can do it still.
Yeah, so tell us the backstory on how you got your first slave and how that even became a thing.
Okay. Okay, so it was one guy writing me on VK. Okay, he was writing me, keep writing, and I didn't serious about with that shit at all. You know, I started some like gay stuff, and I'm not interested in with shit. Mm-hmm. And then my brother came, and he said, "Okay, this one guy writing me. He wants to be our slave for me and for you." I said, "Yeah." He wrote me too, but I didn't even reply. He said, "Yeah, okay, he can come. What do you think?" I said, "Yeah, okay, he can come. No problem." My brother is like special guy that let everyone like come, you know, in our house, from the street, from the club, you know, everyone can come in our house. Even if you don't have where to sleep, you can come in our house, you know? So yeah, he was cool with everyone around.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it is one of the reasons why we don't live together now. So yeah, this guy came and he said, "Okay, I can do whatever you want for you to make your life be more, I can make your life more comfortable for you. So I can make like cleaning in your house and like cooking, you know, making some small things for you, like anything you ask, okay?" And he started like handling some things like cleaning after party. It was perfect. You know, you have fucking party, you can't bring cleaner, you just call the slave, he comes and he cleans all place. You go to sleep, you just like you're partying, then you feel that you like tired or you got good girl, okay? You're living with her in your room, and then you call your slave and tell him, "Okay, let everyone can leave. Just make cleaning and like go like shopping, bring some wine or like champagne for us." And you know,
you get him to kick everyone out. That's the hardest job.
Yeah,
of the after party.
He called everyone taxi. He pays for his taxi. He put everyone on a car. You know, so everyone feel cool. You know, it was even better than you know, they would stay there longer, because next day they call you and say, "Oh, it was so cool. You know, we finished the party right exactly in the moment when it should be finished." Okay, why not? Because you know, it was the same good, like if you're meeting with a girl, okay, and you're gonna drive to pick her up on your car, okay? It's okay, you're a cool guy, you have car, but it's for who? For like young girl, maybe. Okay. Nobody will be impressed, you know, when you come to pick up girl in your car. You know, you can have party, but when you send your driver to pick up the girl, she feel even more like cool than if you would pick her up by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. Especially
with the slave. When you
would the slave tell the girl that he's your slave? Because that's going to give you some major major points too.
Girls knew all around. Yeah, all girls knew who's the guy who is like doing the cleaning while the party is going on, you know, so we can have fun. And he's controlling the situation. So if somebody needs something, he is doing that. So when I was partying, it was perfect for me.
And this was a rich guy, right? Basically a... It seems like anyone who would want to be a slave is someone who's in a powerful position in life, and they want to kind of experience the opposite of being totally submissive.
Maybe when they are like getting older, because this guy was very young. He was a student only. Okay, he was studying and he didn't have any money, you know? Yeah, and now he have money, okay? But it was like 10 years ago when he showed up. So now he's making good money and he's like...
Oh, it's been the same slave the whole time.
Yes, 10 years.
Fuck. Tell the story about when you gave your slave to your friend.
Yeah. For now, you know, I don't have so much to do for him because I'm not having party every day. So, and he feel like he wants to do something for me, but he don't have anything to do for me because I don't need anything, you know, from him. So I start giving him to my friends so they can use him for themselves. I have one like a friend, he's like 23 years, you know, and he's having parties. And I said, you just call my slave. He comes and clean everything after the party. So now he used him and he cleans after parties of my friend, not of my parties, because I'm not doing parties.
What about the guy who said, oh, your slave is now my slave? And you said,
it was fun. Like my friends between each other, like talked and one told the other, like, okay, I'm using Timur's slave now. Like, seems like we slave is mine, you know? And I say, and like I said, yeah, but still I'm like figuring who's going to be like, for who he will do things, you know, and I can stop it. I can continue it. Yeah. And he feel good about that, you know, I'm controlling that.
Yeah. You took him away, right? Your friend was getting too cocky. Like, oh, he's my slave now. You said, fuck you. And he took the slave away.
No. I didn't take the slave away.
You didn't?
For two of my friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now he's for two of my friends. And one time he was like, oh, what shall I do? You know, they both call me tomorrow. I said, find out in what time, like, you can be with one guy and then another time you can be with other guy. So, and he's not gay, you know, but I mean,
there was nothing sexual about the relationship, right? It's just purely nothing, he comes.
Nothing sexual at all, you know. But
why would he want to be a slave?
But nothing sexual at all. But he wants to be slave for me, you know, and I'm the guy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because you're famous and he just like has a lot of respect for you and wants to be around you that he wants to be a slave?
Maybe in the start when he was just looking on us, you know, to come, but now things changed and I'm not like popular so much now. And, I don't like to be famous, you know, even like I'm not living with lifestyle. Okay. Like I'm more like low profile now. And, but he's still around me because of like, for him, he finds me like a special guy,
father figure,
like unreal person, you know, like everything I do is super like high, you know, even if I don't do anything.
How oft, like how many hours of slavery does he put in per week?
I don't know. It depends
for you and all his friends.
Nobody is counting. He do everything.
Well, I mean, just to guess, what would you think?
How much time he spends to be slave?
Yeah.
When he was living in my house, he was spending all his life to be slave.
No, but like, so he's living with you for a while, huh?
Yeah, like it was a period when I was partying every day. Of course, I had slave right in my house, 24 hours. He was changing my bed twice a day, you know?
So, and the more work you gave him, the happier he was, right?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. And it was so fun, you know? You know, girls were getting really turned on when they, like, started, like, seeing all this shit. Like, in the morning, I could start, like, treating him, you know, like, punishing him for something. And girls always were trying to stop me. But then they were getting hot looking when I like punishing him, you know? So girls loved this shit. Even the girls, they say, no, please, like, don't do this shit with him, you know? And then I see that they like this shit, you know? Girls like when they feel that somebody like a boss, you know?
Right.
They like this shit. Yeah, really. And I could.
So you're beating the slave.
You know, and it really worked because for girls, it was like big surprise. Like, what the fuck? Like, I thought like it was all fake story. You just pay him and he's doing cleaning in your house 24 hours. But I didn't like I didn't understand that it's like the real story and he's really your slave. Like, it is like stage two, you know?
Right.
They knew that it's my slave, but they were okay because they didn't believe that he was my slave. And then it is shock. Yeah, then shock.
So how badly would you beat him? And what would you do?
It depends how, like, I would feel myself, you know? I could do it for him, mm-hmm. and sometimes I could do it for myself. And when I was doing it for him, I was not so, like, much, like, strong. Yeah, I was just, right. like... Yeah, but, oh, of course, we had the special, like, a belt, you know? Mm-hmm. And he could be, like, really damaged, okay? And that he falls on the floor, like, trying to, you know, like, run away, but not himself. His body trying to run away, you know?
So would he just, he would just want to, be, I mean, it sounds like a kind of a straightforward BDSM relationship, but would he like, would he say, okay, I've been bad, beat me now, or I, would he fuck things up on purpose so you would beat him? Like, how did the beating begin?
It depends situation. Mostly I start for him. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? Yeah. Mostly I start talk with him, you know, I start like telling him, what he did wrong, you know, where he was bad. And then I start to push more on him, pushing more on him, and boom. It starts.
Is there like a safe word?
No.
No. Did you have any ever have any conflicts where he was like, fuck you, I don't want to be your slave anymore, or
no it was like it was more like normal with my brother. In one time he started doing nothing for him. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, go and shop and bring something like I need. And he's like, okay. And he's just not doing anything, you know? Mm-hmm. And you start feel like you can't push on him because he don't want to do. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it was happening with me too. When I was not like punishing him like long time, you start like telling him to do something and he was like kind of slowly, you know, or like lazy. You tell him to do something and he's still lying, you know. What the fuck, right. Why he's fucking lying, you know, in my house? What's this, what's going on, you know? Slave is lying in my house, you know, on the couch. What? Yeah, so.
And it's so crazy, so.
You have to turn the situation, you know? You have to drop him on the floor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he wakes up and starting to be like good slave again.
So he has a full-time job. He lives a normal life. And just on the side, he's a slave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck. So do you think, do you think anyone could have a slave? Or is this like a special situation that you just kind of found?
Yeah, I think people can have own slaves, but it is still a risk, okay? You never know what can happen with the crazy guy that is always around of you. You know, maybe in one day or one night, he will come and kill you. This is the
yeah, good point.
Popular story. This is the most popular story I heard from all my friends around. Like in one night,
he's gonna snap.
To yeah. But fuck. You never know. But still, it works more than 10 years. Nobody will give you such a long guarantee.
So tell us about your girlfriends being jealous of the slave.
No, it's not like a girlfriend. It was one girl on the party that was looking how I'm treating him and said, okay, I was bad too, you know? You should treat me and punish me too, you know. And slave said, "What the fuck? We're like, I'm really sorry, but aren't you going to take one more slave in our house?" I said, "Yeah, maybe we can have."
Oh, the slave was jealous.
Yeah, slave was jealous.
Yeah. Fuck.
And then I said, "Okay, I will take her, but I don't want to control her, so you will control her." And I took the girl slave, and she was under his control.
Oh, it's a nice hierarchy.
Yeah.
How long did that last?
It was fun, you know. I could pee on her. Fun, just.
How long did that double slave thing last for?
I think he pushed her out.
Yeah.
But I didn't really was worrying about that. I wasn't really so much missing her. So I don't know, like a month or maybe a couple months.
Yeah, you know, when you told me the story, I was like, you know, it made sense in my mind that there's people out there that want to be a slave. Like, you know, on one...
But the thing is, you know, with slaves, they want more than the guy who will own them. This is the problem. And
what do they
with
want?
Slaves, they start like pushing you, you know? They like start like using you, you know, more than you use them.
For attention or how are they
very fast?
How are they using you?
Huh?
What are they doing to use you?
Yes, they keep begging you, you know, writing you SMS, like when you meet, they always like talking about things that they want, you know, to see, you know, between you and like him or her, you know.
So they're being annoying, basically, not, and wanting attention.
It's not you controlling the situation. It is like him controlling you and making you to do things he like.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to wonder who's the slave and who's the master.
Yes.
Like in a BDSM relationship.
Once this situation happened with me, you know, when you start like punishing him too much, it's the same like with the girl that you fuck too much. If you fuck girl too much, you start to be crazy about sex and you can't go like lower, you know, you have to be super high with her every fucking day, 3 or 4 times a day, you know, no less. And she start like fucking you, you know, it's not you, you're having, like, she is having sex with you, she's using you, you know, and you're working on her, you know. And same shit would happen with a slave. When you're punishing him too much, he start pushing you, like, okay, I'm done, you know, I'm so bad, I want you like to treat me like harder, like let's like, I don't know, like damage me with something, you know, with a knife or like some shit, you know, like crazy, or like asking to pee on him, you know, like you think, okay, what the fuck? Like, he's not asking you like that. He's writing you with dirty shit SMS, you know, and you just have to start control it. You just say, you know, say no, or he will continuous, you know. It's saying, like, if you say no, fuck off, you know, he will stop, okay? If you won't say that, he will start pushing you more and more, you know. And one day, you won't remember that he was your slave. You will live, you know, normal, like, life being his slave.
Yeah, the roles are kind of blurry. So
yeah, once I remember the day, you know, then I was thinking, okay, I have to change things. You know, I was sitting in my car and I didn't want to go home where I had my girlfriend and I had my slave. You know, it could be the best like story. You know, you come in your house, you have slaves that do everything. You have very nice, beautiful girl, like your girlfriend, you have good relationship, but you don't want to come back home because your slave wants you to punish him and your girlfriend wants you to fuck her.
That's a lot of fucking responsibility.
Pushing on you. And they both are pushing on you, you know, writing you, calling you. and yeah. you are tired, you know, you did two scenes or three scenes, you want to come home, have a rest, but you have a girlfriend and sleep.
Fuck. Why don't you tell the slave to fuck your girlfriend?
Yeah, it won't work. But the thing, no? you know, when my girlfriend left, when she was leaving, she was trying to take one of my slaves, you know. When I said, like, we're quit, and then I came in my house and I see she's talking with one of my slaves, like, making him to live with her, you know. So she was trying to take my second slave. I had, like, the second slave. And she was trying to take my second slave with her when she was leaving, because she was like feeling good having slave in the house. And she thought, okay, if I leave, I won't have my own slave and I'm fucked, you know?
Yeah.
So she was, yeah. And I told her she can use him, but not for a long time. So.
I mean, I think once you get accustomed to slavery life, it's hard to go back.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But. Things are changing, you know.
So, tell us more about squirting. So, you know, I like to think of myself as, you know, someone who can make girls squirt a lot of the time, and I don't know a whole lot of other guys with the skill. But when I saw you make Katya squirt, that was like on a whole nother fucking level. Like, you know, for me, they'll squirt, you know, little fucking, I don't know how you know, like they squirt, like the bed soaked. But for you, she was squirting like buckets. So what goes through, like, first, how do you do it? And second, what typically happens with girls? Like, in my experience, when you make a girl squirt, like if they've never done that before, they're like, oh my God, this totally blew my mind. And they'd be like, you know, they're insanely loyal after that. But what you're doing is like on a whole nother level. So give us the story on that.
Okay. A long time ago, you know, like I was laughing today. I hear like on like one stand up it was a guy and he said, okay, sex have like same like a fashion have story for every new season. In sex now, it is like 2 years ago it was popular. 2 years ago it was popular to hold like girl neck, you know. And everyone who knew how to hold girl neck was super top, you know. Now it's like squeeze start to be like mainstream, you know. Like everyone thinks and everyone like. Talks like squirt is doing easy or like squirt is just releasing, you know, on stupid guys.
Right.
So it is like everyone knows about that. One part of people knows that girls are pissing on the guys and the other part knows that squirt, it's easy to do, easy to make, okay? But in the real point, nobody knows still. Like same shit going on with the point G, you know, G point. Like 20 years ago, G point was very popular. Everyone was talking about that. Like
G spot.
Like, even like
Tochko G spot.
Even
yeah.
Yeah, even like the smartest guys were looking around like G spot, doing like, wow, it's something like special. But then they forgot, and like BDSM showed up, all this shit start to be like more like delicious for people. And now it's back, you know.
Squirting.
Squirting.
It's back in style. It's in vogue.
It's even good because it's so popular and many guys are trying to make girls squirt. But it is the worst feeling for the girls if they meet with guys that is trying to make her squirt and she never did it before. Okay? It is the worst stress for the girl. And when she meet the guy who's really know how to do it and makes it, it changed her mind. So she was on one side that squirt is just stupid pissing on the guys. She was right on this side. And now she turns like, okay, it is real. Okay.
And right.
It really could be like fun. She's shocked. She's shocked. And some of them like really like going deep inside of this feeling and they can't even like speak, you know, they just like, whoa. And it's like big wow effect. You can make, like, girl, you can be sure you will make girl fall in love in you when you make her squirt, you know?
Yeah.
There's that shit, you can do with her everything you want. You can put your feet in her mouth, you know? You can make, like, you can sit on her face. You do whatever you want, you know? You are the king. If she is in the right way. But you can understand, when she feel pain, you're fucked. You're fucked. So if you start doing squirt, you have to be sure that you will make it, because otherwise you are fucked and you have not so much time to fix the situation, but still you will have to make her squirt. Not in which
I did do
it a bit later, but you have to do it.
Yeah. The way I learned how to make a girl squirt was I was attending a lot of sex parties and I would see other guys do it. And I just assumed my girlfriend couldn't. And then a guy fucked her and made her squirt. And I'm like, dude, show me what the fuck you just did. Like, and he showed me and I was like, oh wow, that's all you do. It's actually pretty easy. And then from then on, like, I think my success rate on getting girls to squirt is around 50%.
But you know, is the thing that squirt can be very different. Okay. Levels. Yeah, so you have to feel, you know, when you start doing with squirt. And it could be different ways how you can make feel girl, like how you make girl high, you know, enough to the point, you know, she can squirt. Because if girl is not like high, you know, it is like you can squirt her. You still can squirt her, but it will be not such a good squirt. You know, because it is one way to make girl squirting that, you know, she can squirt without stop, like, I don't know, like liters, you know, and like really a lot. Like you can do it not like once or like 10 seconds. You can do it like a 1 minute, you know, or like minute and a half, you know. On Vitaly's party, we did with one girl squirt. And she was squirting, like, I don't know, like, it was no end, you know? I ended myself because my hands started to feel tired, you know? But, and it was so much, especially because it was on public, you know? Public situation makes girl, like, really, like, turn on. Before, I was practicing making girls squirt in the club, you know? They were
on the dance floor, or
easy, you know? On a dance floor, okay, if you're sticking in the girl pussy, like, fingers, you can make her squirt so fast, you know? Her mind start understanding that you're sticking your fingers right on a dance floor in the club, in her pussy, and she start, like to be, like, really turned on that. And you can make her squirt very easy, like, in a couple of seconds. You know, I had many scenes in the clubs, you know, I did, and girls were, like, squirting, you know, without, because they were on public. If you want to do it in the private, yeah, first of all, you should fuck her, okay? It will guarantee you the higher result in the end for sure, okay? And
typically when I, the best times for making a girl squirt is like, I'll be fucking her and then I'll stop fucking her and then make her squirt. That works way better for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. So, and then when you start doing squirt, it is the thing to feel the girl while you're doing that. And very, like, important for my practice to, like, to make it, like with effect, you know, to make girls scared, you know. You have to grab her, you know, like, look in her eyes, like, grab her hair, grab her, like, legs, or, like, do something, like a strong, you know, make her a little bit like scared, you know, when girls scared, they like turning on, you know, more. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to, take her, you know,
more
control
dominance.
Her, block her, you know, you have to be strong, you know, with her, like forcing her, but still you have to feel when she feel pain, you know, if you see that she feel pain, do not continue that shit, you know. Better stop and not, like, trying. if girl squirts, she will squirt very fast. It's not taking time. You don't need 3, 2, 3, 4 seconds. No, just squirts right away.
So if you're a guy who hasn't made a girl squirt before and you want to start, what would you recommend?
First, you have to be like, you have to know some things, you know, about squirt. So when you have information, how it works, more information, you know in which situation you can use the moment and make your squirt. And when you have information, you feel more like comfortable maybe with a girl, okay? You know what you're doing. In the way you start making your squirt, you know, you have to know what you're doing with your fingers inside, okay? Directly what you have to do, how long, in which way, and how hard, and what you should feel with your fingers to start making girl squirt, you know, before you start feeling that, you know, you shouldn't do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it is some small like advice, like features, you know, like you just know and then you can practice. Yeah, more practice, you know, more practicing until it will be the moment when you will start feeling that it will happen, you know.
Yeah, for me it's always pretty obvious because there's a sound. It's like a
mm-hmm.
that sort of sound that starts going, and then you know you feel like the fluid kind of building up, and then you know then they squirt. But it's they won't know I'm trying to make them squirt until they've already squirted. Like I've and that's like the best feeling is when the girl says, "Oh no, I don't squirt." Blah blah. Blah. Okay, whatever. And
it is two different ways, you know. Like girls can squirt like a big drop, like yeah, and girls can squirt like a small pee, you know, like
flip, uh-huh. flip.
And it is two different things, you know. And when girl like dripping, you know, she won't fall down on the floor, okay?
Yeah.
But when girl like dropping like a whole liter, you know, of squirt in a second, like boom, you know, she can fall down right in with like squirt on the floor.
So what's the difference? Or how do you know the difference?
You feel it inside with your fingers.
It just feels more powerful?
Like a ball inside.
A ball, okay.
Ball inside, yeah.
I think I can sort of, yeah. And do you think it's just depending on the girl in that case, or is there something you do to get her to that point?
You do. You do preparation with your cock. If you, it is special positions, you know, some positions you can make squirt even without fingers with your cock. If girl like easy squirting, she can squirt even without fingers with a cock only.
Mm-hmm.
And still you can use these positions to make girl high, like high point of being ready for like high level squirt, okay?
What positions?
You go directly, yeah? You know, my English is not so good, so.
Like, yeah, do your best.
Okay. One position is when you're lying and you're lying to you and your legs are crossing and you're like sticking your dick in her pussy with legs are crossing, you know, like You have to be super hard. And when you're crossing with her legs by with yours, like, you know, like lesbians do, you know, like touching each other.
Scissoring. Yeah, like scissoring.
Yeah,
they call that scissoring.
With your cock. Ah. And when your cock is like pushing on the front side of pussy, you know, and getting out, like, boom, yeah, it can comes out with a squirt, you know.
So she's you're basically like your legs are like,
yeah,
this.
like girl on you, like a call girl, then you drop her on the bed and you start putting your cock inside, crossing legs, and then she just like, okay, against of you lying and like going on, and your dick is pushing on the front side of pussy. But it is one very difficult position to make girls squirt. Of course, it is one easier way to make her squirt. You just put her doggy, okay? And you go slowly, as deep as you can go, you know? You're not like trying to be fast, or you're not like hurrying up. You're just making her turn on. You know, you're going deep as it's possible, but she should not feel like bad, you know? It's not pain. It's not about pain, you know? It should be like for her making like good that you're going deep, you know? You go as deep as it's possible, being deep inside, moving just a little bit, you know, like deeper, more deeper, even deeper than was deep before, you know, and then you grab her, and start holding her. So she's like kind of doggy behind of you, but you're already grab her, you know, closer to you. You picked her up, you know, and continue fox very deep. Okay. And which way your like cock will pushing same front and of her insides.
Okay.
And when it goes out, you know, like, and it comes out with a squirt really often.
Interesting. So slow and deep, and then you pick her up and then violently.
So every position you can push with your cock on the front part of her insides.
Where her G-spot is, basically.
Yeah, the G-spot. Yes, that's why I was talking about G-spot. You're pushing on G-spot.
Right.
But fun for girls, you know, like the girls, like, especially, yeah, I'm practicing like anal sex with every girl, you know, even if girl never had this kind of practice. And it is like fun to make girls squirt through anal, you know, with your fingers. It works cool too.
You're telling me about that. So, but you, to get to the G spot from her ass, you basically have to go like her pussy holes in the way.
Yeah. You just go directly there.
You just go harder.
Yeah. You just go harder. Of course.
Any position you recommend for that?
Same position.
Is with your fingers?
You can use same position. Like she's doggy on front.
Like usually. Okay. So the only way I can get a girl to squirt is if she's lying on her back on the bed and I'm next to her, kind of on my knees, and like basically violently like going like this to her pussy. I don't know if you can see me.
Yeah.
But like, if she's doggy style and I'm trying to make her squirt, like I don't have enough power unless she's like a real easy squirter to like do that, you know, like there's not enough leverage. But that's,
when girls standing, they squirt very good.
Standing, yeah, it makes sense.
You just sit down and make her squirt from under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should do a. There's some really shitty products out there on like, there's this thing called the White Tiger Tantra squirting manual from this guy I know. Yeah, I think you could come out with a much better squirting product.
You know, it was fun when we had a party and one friend of my friend, close, said that all like squirts I'm doing, it's all fake. And he said, no way, you know, like it couldn't be fake. And he said, okay, I will come you and I will tell you, I will tell you that it's fake. Your friend Timur is faking. And like he came to me and he's like kind of like one of the most richest guys in my city, you know, was. And he comes to me and he said, hey, Timur, so my friend telling me that you're treating us, you're like, it's fake, you know, you're doing fake, it's not real spirit. Like, tell me, like, truth, please. If it was just for show, I'm okay. But it is fake, yeah? I said, no, it's real. He said, okay, so I put $10,000 and he comes and you can, like, make girls weird, easy to show him. I said, yeah, of course. So he came and we made a party and it was like 15 girls around on this party. And everyone was kind of, you know, like having fun. And then he said, okay, let's try, you know, let's make girls queer. I said, okay, I can take girl. No, he's like, no, you know, I don't want you to take the girl. I show you the girl and you make her queer because my friend told me that you can make every girl queer. And I don't want you to make girl queer if you know her. I said, yeah, it is like kind of more difficult. He said, okay, if you can't make it, you know, you can't make it. I said, oh, of course I will do it, you know. And I start kissing with a girl, like it was kind of dance floor, but in an apartment, in the house, you know?
Yeah.
And she was high because of public, you know, people looking on her and she squirts, you know? And then he said, okay, she was fake. And like real girl would not let you make her squirt when other people are looking on that. So he didn't believe. And after we went in the club, next day we went in the club together and it was like Lashatka party. It was like a party where people go crazy, you know? So we took a table and he said, okay, try to make girls queer like from the club. Girls that you don't know, like just walking, you know, like on the streets, you know? Mm-hmm. So I picked up the girl and make her queer right on our table, you know? And I didn't know her. So the funniest thing was that I took her phone number and next day, like in a couple of days, I called her and I said, hey, come on, let's meet up. And she said, oh, sorry, I remember you. You are very cool, but I have a boyfriend. So I said, yeah, but I was making it with you like a couple of days ago. She said, yeah, but it was on party.
Doesn't count.
Five, you know, I have a relationship, sorry. Which is the way Lashatka party was going out, you know?
Yeah.
It was the craziest shit.
Fuck.
The most crazy shit I saw, you know? So people could do there wherever they want, okay? So It is easy to see people, like some of them were trying to have sex, girls were showing her pussies. You can come in a men's toilet and see the girls pissing in a men's like toilet, you know, like standing in a pissoir.
Crazy. This is at a nightclub.
No, it is the parties we were making with one my friend.
Oh, private parties.
We were doing with party. No, in the club. We could take every club and make party in the club.
So you rent out the club and do your own party there?
No, we did it in the club.
Like, but it was only people you invited, or is everyone can come to the club?
No, everyone who wants. Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Take a look on YouTube. I think they have videos still. And they're still doing some party. Loshatka party.
Loshatka. Okay.
Yeah, this is the hottest shit, you know?
Never heard of it. I'll check it out. I'll post a link under the thing too so other people can look. So anyone else have any questions for Timo about squirting or anything? If you do, feel free to interrupt and fire him out. Fuck, so crazy. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we talked about that is we need to talk about. I'm sure there'll be something that I remember. I'm like, fuck, we should have talked about that. But no, man, it's been great. Thanks for coming on and sharing all the stories.
You're welcome.
And how are things in Georgia with the quarantine? I know there's only like 30 cases there or something.
You know, seems like they are like controlling the situation good. you know. The big difference between Russia and Georgia, they do everything immediately in the right way, you know, very fast action, very fast. In one day, they turned off everything and they really turned it off. You know, it's not like in Russia, okay, in 4 days, you should stop with. In 5 days, let's stop that. And next week, everyone stays at home. No, they did immediately in the same day. Bam.
Wow.
Not like we're taking time.
It's like what they did in Ukraine too. Same sort of thing. Yeah.
Same, yeah?
Yeah.
They did everything fast.
Yeah. So is it boring there right now? It's kind of boring, everything's closed.
Everyone can take own time. Yeah, like take your time, whatever you need.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So it's kind of boring. Is your girlfriend still stuck in St. Petersburg?
Yeah, she's stuck there.
Are you still happy about that?
Yeah. it's still this moment did not come when I start feel like, okay, I'm missing, you know. I think I don't remember, you know, like maybe when girl is super fresh, you know, super new, you can miss her. I mean, like when it starts, you know, okay, you want to see her everywhere.
Right.
Then you know, it just, yeah. Yeah, even on the trainings, you know, we're training even together, you know. So
right.
It's sometimes it's starting to be too much. So you have to have a rest. And some people are going crazy if they have like girlfriend or like even wife and kids, you know, and 24 hours they are locked. So you have to talk about all your problems, you know, you could be saved from them.
Oh, last question. Have you ever had a girl that you never got bored of?
You know, my girlfriend, yes. My girlfriend I have now. So I'm not like bored with her, but yes, with her it is some type of special, you know, situation, you know. Because before, like, not really long time ago, you know, I was feeling absolutely happy, you know, with her. And I was not thinking about that I need even, like, some free time, you know. I was completely happy. But, of course, like, every girl, she start pushing you. And, you know, in the end, I got tired of always pushes. You know, she was dreaming about, like, different life. You know, she was dreaming about life, like, Instagram. Have, you know, and I'm not dreaming about this type of life, so you know, it was not my dream, you know. We have different dreams,
so, yeah,
and it starts to show up, you know. Yeah.
So you're not bored of her, but you still don't want to see her.
No, I, you know, the thing is, I would like to see her if I would knew that in every next moment I can stay like free again, you know. But the thing is, you never know when it will be like finished again for you and you will have some free time, you know, because you have to be busy 20 fucking 4 hours around of her, you know. You're her slave, you know, and everyone who's in the relationship I think knows what's that.
Yep.
So you're a kind of slave, you know, for your girlfriend.
Especially in Eastern Europe, it's different dynamic.
Even
here.
If you feel cool, you know, she's still using you.
Yeah, of course. Well, fuck, man. That's I think that's a good place to leave off. I've got a house full of people here that need some entertainment.
Okay.
So thanks so much for coming on, and
okay, it was nice to see you guys.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, I didn't show up. I don't feel so good for showing up.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye bye. Bye bye to everyone.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.